Later this morning, an Amtrak train donated to the American Red Cross will leave Washington headed for New York. Called the Clara Barton Express, the train will be taking supplies and a delegation of Red Cross employees to assist search and rescue workers. Among the train's passengers is Bernadine Healy, president and CEO of the American Red Cross. She spoke to NPR's Alex Chadwick about the organization's blood drive effort.
Well, we are doing three things here, and of course right now I'm at our Red Cross headquarters, which are, you know, three huge big buildings and right across from the White House, and we've turned them into donor sites, and we are doing very efficient, focused, large drives. Now, when anybody comes in and the waits are long, we were drawing blood last night at midnight, and one of the people I spoke to last night had been here for 7 hours. Secondly, those who would like to be screened or pre-screened, we will do that, draw a tube of blood, and then put them on our call list and then bring them in as we need that blood type. And the third, which is amazingly what people are preferring, is to stay and wait and give blood now. People are saying they want to give it now. This is something they feel they can do. And if blood is collected that is more than we need, the American Red Cross is doing what has been part of our weapons of mass destruction plan, which we have been working on for over a year. And in that plan, we are creating a strategic blood reserve for this country of frozen blood.
How big a store are you trying to create?
What we will do is, at the present time, we will freeze whatever is in excess of our nation's needs. Remember, blood does outdate in 42 days, but 42 days, a lot of days ahead of us, we will see what the needs are. And the exact numbers will in part be determined by the donors who come in. And we're telling all of our donors that the blood will either be used immediately or we will be putting it in our strategic reserve.
You said you have a 4-day supply. What would be an ideal supply?
That's a very theoretical number. We are always kind of one step behind what we really should have on our shelf. In some arbitrary and artificial way, 3 days was 3 days of inventory for the nation was defined as maximal, 2 days as minimal, and 1 day is critical, and a half a day is a screaming crisis. We can go from 2 days to a half a day in 24 hours nationally. We've always been on the edge of a shortage, and that's why the public is always hearing blood shortage, blood crisis, you know, ORs being shut down. We have got to bring our inventories up to a higher level. Now, what that number is, in a time of normal activity, is it 4 days, is it 5 days? We have some ideas on that, and I'm not prepared to lay it all out, but it is going to be elevated, it's going to be increased, and using modern technology, we believe that that will be done. We had a 3-day supply on Monday before this tragedy hit. So we knew we had blood. We mobilized blood, moved it towards the New York area. We had blood to ship anywhere. We're now at 4 days.
Could you just tell me what is 1 day's supply of blood? What are we talking
about? It's roughly 30,000 units of blood. That accommodates our needs. But we have an obligation under our congressional charter. We have an obligation under the Federal Response Plan, which was activated on Tuesday, to make sure that America has adequate blood supply. And we are fulfilling our obligations to the American public under that charter.
Dr. Healy, thank you.
Thank you.
American Red Cross President Bernadine Healy speaking to Alex Chadwick.